we just watched Ant-Man. Yay!
Yay, Ant-Man!
All right.
Can
so,
never let that go.
Ant-Man, we just watched it.
We did.
I'm going to start out with my relationship with this movie.
A little story.
Yeah, a little story.
A little story. A little story. I like it.
I, when this movie got announced, had no absolute idea of why they would choose Ant-Man for a movie.
I'm with you. I was like, of all people,
I thought it was really
Ant-Man.
Grasping at straws. I understand that he's from the original Avengers and everything. I get that.
Yeah, yeah, but there's a lot better Avengers they could have made movies of.
Like Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl. I bet. Squirrel Girl would be awesome.
I would probably watch a Squirrel Girl movie. I feel like it's eventually going to happen with how much that they're grasping for. So I was a little scared about this movie.
I don't know that I was scared.
I was kind of scared. I was like a newborn baby fawn, like in the middle of a cafeteria.
Why would a fawn be in a cafeteria?
Like, I don't know.
Like, food?
No, like, the mom, like came
like
in.
Just, like, somebody left the door open?
No, like, the deer came in and was like, oh, I don't know if I'm pregnant. It's scared.
Like an adult deer
deer comes in and then it gives birth to me, the fawn, and then I'm laying on the ground in front of a cafeteria and people are like, I just want my shitty sushi because we're at IUPUI.
I think you're missing the point of why would a deer be at IUPUI? Have you been there?
No, I mean,
it's not
I've
surrounded
been there.
By woods or anything.
But it's a deer, it's just going on a journey to find itself.
Milo and Otis?
Yeah,
it
took up transcendental meditation. It's really into itself. It's trying to go out in the deer. But it doesn't know that it's pregnant, so it has the deer baby in the cafeteria.
So a deer can go through meditation, but it's too stupid to know that it's pregnant?
Yeah, it just thinks it's bloated.
I don't think that's how...
That happens all the time.
I don't...
There is an entire series on TLC about women that don't know that they're pregnant.
That's
because
they're stupid.
They pop the baby out in the toilet.
They're stupid.
All right, okay, that would be a better thing. Let's say I was scared, like, a baby that had just come out of its mother in the toilet, and I'm being sucked down the drain.
How small is this baby? It can go down the drain.
Pretty small. It's like Ant-Man.
That's... Well, yeah,
Segway.
Okay.
Segway.
All right.
But, no, I was scared of this movie. I wasn't sure if I was going to like it or not. So, I guess we're going to start out. Kyle, the question of the hour that we've been saving. What did you think about the movie?
It was all right. I didn't think much more than...
Okay.
What did you... I'll go into detail, okay. But I need to know what you think.
I really, really liked this movie.
Did you?
I really, truly did. I liked this movie far more than I ever thought I was going to like this movie.
I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. When I say sort of, I thought it was a really good comedy. But action-wise, I didn't think there was much to brag about.
I disagree.
Do you?
This is going to be our disagreement then.
Fight.
I thought the action was great. All of the set pieces were really unique. They're constantly going from big to small.
Well, that's the point of Ant-Man.
It is the point of Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And I just really liked the transition of everything. I thought that it was very clever, the different kind of set pieces that they used. While, like, going down the drain pipe with the... Oh, by the way, before we start the review...
A lot of spoilers.
We're going to talk about spoilers. So, if you haven't seen Ant-Man, I would recommend seeing that before you even listen to this.
Yeah, do go see it. I do recommend it. I'll go ahead and say that. Recommend it.
Yes, I would highly recommend go seeing this movie.
It's better than it had any right to be as an Ant-Man movie.
So, now that you know that, now we're going to talk about spoilers. Because can't really analyze a movie without spoilers.
No, not really. Other than movie.
Yeah, movie.
They, like, filmed it.
Yeah, they did it.
Is it color?
Oh, isn't color again?
Yeah. Sound and, like, music.
There were costumes.
And Stan Lee.
Yeah, Stan Lee's in it. Yeah.
I don't think that's a spoiler. It's Marvel. Of course, Stan Lee's going to be in it.
So just okay, huh?
Just okay.
Just okay.
Yeah.
All right. I want you to explain.
Well, like I said, it's really funny movie. All the actors are really good to their roles. I love them. I forget his... Michael Pena? It's hilarious to me. Like, really kind of steals any scene he's in. Action-wise, though, I just thought... I know it's Ant-Man you go in. It's just kind of cheesy. The final fight scene I thought was kind of lackluster. There could have been more. There wasn't really a whole lot of build-up to it. It seemed rushed, almost. I mean, it was a two-hour movie. But still, the ending just seemed like, here's our end set piece, and we're done. It is well done. Action is good. The effects are pretty decent for ants flying around. But...
Not as good as Honey, I Shrunk the Children.
No. They could have been better.
No, I'm sorry. That was the correct term, the polite term. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
The kids. Yeah, I mean, the CGI could have been a little crisper, but it is what it is. It's not bad. I just thought there could have been more action, which is weird because usually I say there's too much action. I think there could have been a little bit more. It felt rushed when the action came in, and it'd be as soon as Paul Rudd became Ant-Man and got through his training. It seemed rushed to me. Even though it wasn't. It was a good hour and a half chunk, but it felt rushed. It really felt like they were getting to the, we need to get to the stinger for the Avengers. A lot of Avengers references. They're really shoving down your throat that this is an Avengers tie-in.
Well, I think they're trying to more so tie the universes together.
And they did a very good job with that. When he infiltrates the Avengers base and has a good little fight. That was a pretty good fight scene.
That was fun.
I think the main battle was where I wanted more because I really thought the villain guy was pretty cool. I've never seen that actor before. I'm sure he's done stuff.
I don't know who he is.
Yeah, Michael Stoll.
I probably should have pulled up the IMDb.
Vamp, Lincoln. Vamp.
Hold on, here we go. All right, I just IMDb'd it. It's Corey Stoll.
So I was close. I thought it was Michael Stoll, but he was really good. He had that mild, I wouldn't call him menacing. I wouldn't say he was menacing. But he had that, he did a very good subtle job of doing the evil guy. which I think comic book movies too often go over the top. And none of these characters were over the top, I thought. Michael Douglas was great.
Oh, of course. He's always great.
Yay, Evangeline Lilly. Woo! Bring back. I love seeing her in a movie. I kind of marked out at seeing Kate Austin on the big screen.
It's lost.
Yeah. There are people out there that like it, so shut up, Lincoln.
All right.
Their fans are going to listen to that and be like, fuck yeah, I mentioned Lost. And then they're going to just like...
I hope that you mention Lost and they all just hate you.
They just unsubscribe. And
I hope that it's for the same thing of your Call of Duty.
Everybody loves my Call of Duty joke.
No, fuck you. Nobody likes that shit.
Fuck you. You know who Corey Stoll reminded me of?
Who?
Sergeant Price, a little bit.
Sergeant Price.
Reminded me of Price.
Okay.
Or Soap. Or another one. There's some more characters. I threw out one Call of Duty joke. I don't have many. I'm not a big fan. Call of Duty zombies. There were zombies in Ant-Man. I made that up.
There were not zombies in Ant-Man.
I may have lied with that. All right. Should we actually talk about the movie?
We should probably talk about the movie a little bit. You just went on a little tangent, but I was just going to let it right out.
So, this is a Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
In case people didn't know, Marvel makes comic books.
Yeah, they do.
They're owned by Disney.
Yeah, Disney owns. Yeah.
And Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
He was in another movie.
He's been in a lot of movies.
I like Paul Rudd, but I'm drawing a blank on any movies.
Hangover.
Yeah, he's in Hangover.
Got Hangover action. He was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
He was in
Role Models.
People
say
Bridesman, but I'm pretty sure that's not true.
I don't think he was in Bridesmaids.
He make a good Bridesman. If sure. I ever get married again, Paul Rudd.
You're going to call him up?
Yeah.
He was great. Oh, he was so good in this movie.
And I will say, I was worried even more about the casting of a comedian in it. I was afraid to go the Green Lantern route.
Can you really call Ryan Reynolds a comedian, though?
Up until that point, he was like Van Wilder and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's really what he was mainly known for at that time, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
So, I thought Paul Rudd was great at... All the comedy was subtle. I mean, not subtle in that there's not a giant Thomas the Trink Engine that goes through the house, but subtle in that they weren't trying to be funny. It wasn't like jokes in one line.
Yes, one big point that I was going to bring up is that this did not aggravate me like Age of Ultron did.
I did not see that one. I won't lie.
Let me tell you about Age of Ultron. Age of Ultron, I don't know what the writers were thinking about, adding a shitty one-liner to the end of every single scene. Every single scene transition has a one-liner that is groan-inducing. It makes me want to just puke all over myself. It is terrible. I lost some faith. It really, those scene transitions, okay. A character, spoiler for Age of Ultron, I don't give a shit.
I don't think it's a spoiler
after
a year.
The character dies saying a one-liner and dies. His last words are a shitty groan-inducing one-liner. I can't.
Was it like, what a world?
There was a reoccurring joke with like, bitch, you didn't see that. I don't even fucking remember. I probably just fucking butchered it. But anyways, like he like gets shot and then his last words are like, didn't see that coming. And then he falls over fucking dead. It's terrible. Fuck that stupid shit. Anyways, this movie didn't have any of that, and I was so fucking glad.
If it did, I don't remember them.
There were a couple that I would say were a little cheesy.
There was no reoccurring joke.
No, not really. Well, no, the only recurring joke that you could really say was the...
little flashback things that Luis does? Yes,
and those are so great.
Those were hilarious.
Oh, I love...
Those were the best part of the movie.
The lip syncs up. Oh.
Yeah, that was the best part of the movie. My favorite characters were the three guys that helped Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
I liked all of them.
I like them. I wish they didn't go with a standard Bulgarian/Russian guy, because I feel like it's too overused. Everybody does that.
Cliched, yeah. I'd like that. I like Judy Greer.
Judy Greer was great.
Really good in it.
I was going to say. And this movie also... surprisingly has T.I.
Not Magnum T.I.
Yeah, but the rapper T.I. Rapper.
Ah.
And he was good.
He was really funny.
He had good comedic timing. I don't know if he's even really been in any other movies, but he was good.
I don't know. But yeah, really funny. And started out kind of slow, like stereotypical, but at the end really showed his chops and made me laugh. And again, I can't say it enough. This movie is really funny. Really funny. And not like Thor funny, where it's like, ah, I'm laughing because I'm supposed to. It's just really funny.
That's how a lot of the Avengers movies
have
been.
Like a lot of the Avengers, when they first started, were really trying to borderline that comedic comedy. This one, it gets it right.
So, Kyle, enough about your shitty opinion on this movie.
Oh.
Oh, I said it.
I didn't say I hated it.
Yeah,
come on now.
I'm just enjoying this because this is one of those few times that we have differing opinions on the movie. Because I really, really like this movie.
Really?
I really, really, really did like this movie.
What was your favorite part of this? I'm going to give that cliche question. What did you like the most about Ant-Man?
The most?
I needed the accent. Crikey, Lincoln. Would you like some tea and crumpets with your review?
All right, you said, what did you say?
I don't even
What was the
I said,
thing?
What did you like most about?
I think that I really, like you, enjoyed the comedy aspect of it. I thought that everybody had, they chose the great actors with great comedic timing. I mean, Paul Rudd is fantastic in pretty much everything he does. I mean, we're not going to talk about Hangover 3. Nah, we're just not going to talk about
it. Or Hangover 4, which will probably happen.
Don't jinx it.
It's gonna happen.
I enjoyed that, and I also, one of the main things that I really, truly loved about this movie is that it has the same vibe of, like, Guardians of the Galaxy to me. Guardians of the Galaxy was a super fun movie.
Movie didn't take itself seriously.
No. A problem that I've had with a lot of modern superhero movies, you know, is that a lot of them take themselves a little too seriously. You're not seeing kids that want to go out and buy...
You're talking about Batman, aren't you? Yep.
A little bit.
Yep.
A little bit.
I'm not saying
I didn't like the Dark Knight trilogy.
But I agree with you that it's a comic book. It's not meant to be taken seriously.
It's very fun. It's fun. Guardians of the Galaxy was fun. Guardians of the Galaxy was a fun comic book movie that it feels like a comic book movie.
It does, absolutely. Yep.
And it makes you, if you were a kid and you saw Ant-Man, you'd want to go out and buy an Ant-Man action figure.
I do think this movie's good at that, and I think it would be good at people wanting to know more about Ant-Man.
Yeah, I know a little bit about Ant-Man.
Even though they did a really good job at the origin in this, and they didn't shove it down your throat like an X-Men movie has been known to do, but they did it really well.
You can definitely use this as a starting point into getting to that. Some movies have a little bit of an over-reliance on your previous knowledge of stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
However, this was a very good entrance to that character.
The first scene of the movie made me worried, when they just kind of throw you into the guys, the evil group talking about stuff, and I'm like, uh-oh. I was afraid it's like, you should know who these people are. I was really worried it didn't. It was just giving you the evil organ, who's immediately told you who's good and who's bad in the first scene.
Yeah, it also started out very comic booky, you know? There was the evil organization, and then the guy in there, and... oh, and then the suits, and...
There was a lot of growling, apparently.
There was a lot of growling, and no, I loved the tone of the movie. I love how so many scenes felt like they were ripped straight from the comic. All of the times when he was expanding and decreasing in size, where they have the little silhouette of him as he goes in and out, I thought that was great.
Which is a nod to the comic.
I loved the scenes where he's figuring out how to use his suit for the first time, of like expanding and decreasing through the keyhole.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the character progression of him that really starts off the bat with that the first heist that they do.
Oh, where he steals the suit.
Yeah, and
I'll get into.
You're learning that, you know, he's like clever and he's got, you know. I don't know.
He was in San Quentin. He's an ex-con, if you didn't know. Spoiler.
Nah, we're far past that.
Oh, okay. I was gonna go watch Ant-Man. You like ruined this shit for me. I like the first heist. I thought it's very cartoony. I mean, if you don't go to a comic book movie being ready to suspend your disbelief, then you're what a sad you individual.
Which is why I think a lot of the newer movies aren't really the greatest, because they want to be super gritty realism, and I'm really over it.
And I can't suspend my disbelief. If they tried to make this super gritty real, it's still a guy that shrinks himself. I can't buy that in a real scenario.
I think that the over-the-top nature of this film is really a strong point. I think that with how fun it's taken itself, with the really interesting, colorful set pieces.
It's a very colorful movie. Mm-hmm. It really is.
The constant comedy that wasn't too overbearing. There was never a time where...
There was no groan-inducing moments other than some audience members. Oh,
we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that dude after everything. Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, it wasn't groan-inducing, but yeah, it made the movie far more funny. Or more funnier. More funnier. Yeah, I don't know how words are.
I really like this movie. I don't know. It's really... there's not too many things that are big that I have a problem with. I will agree with you on the end of the movie. Did feel a little bit rushed.
And I mean, when that's my complaint of it, I mean, it's not really a complaint, because I'm one, if there was nothing but action, I'd be like, oh, it's all action. There's that happy middle, and I think this one could have done a little bit better. But being that it is Ant-Man, I also think that they were smart. I'm gonna contradict myself. They're smart in doing more character plot points of it to get people to care about.
Man, you're backtracking. I'm gonna get Ant-Man. You to love this movie now.
No, I'm not gonna love
it. By the end of this, you're gonna be like,
Ant-Man hat.
Oh, give me that Ant-Man, dude.
Because I do think that it is Ant-Man, and nope, people don't follow him. Will kind of hurt it a little bit.
There weren't too many people in the theater when we saw it.
But I think the filmmakers are smart enough to realize this isn't going to make Captain America money. No. There might be an Ant-Man too.
I think that I really more feel so... like
this is more of an Avengers lead-in.
Yeah. I personally, if they made it an Ant-Man 2, I would watch it.
Yeah, I mean...
I think I would. I don't say that, but I really enjoyed it.
The cast was just great. I would absolutely watch it for all the cast. I don't know that there was anybody that I thought was weak.
One thing that I did want to talk about was the really shockingly great scene of when Hank Pym and his daughter are having the conversation about how that her mother died, and her reaction to it. It was fantastic. That was so good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... Like, that was really great.
The only problem I have with that scene is actually going back to the comic relief of it. Paul Rudd breaking up this really touching moment.
Yeah.
I would have rather stuck on that really touching moment than him...
And then maybe give it a little bit of time before they broke it up.
Instead, he's just like, oh, we got something here. I'm like, wow, that's kind of dickish.
But that was a great scene.
It was a really good scene.
I will talk about how great that scene is. Probably for a while. You know why it's great? Because
Evangeline Lilly is the greatest actress ever. It's not true either, but she was on Lost. So
I'm just going to kick you off the podcast.
Are you?
I'm
taking it with me. People love me and my ignorant statements.
I love this movie more than a lot of the different Marvel movies that have been coming out.
There have been a lot of them.
I will go on record by saying that this is one of their best, definitely, and one of my favorite.
I'll make it clear. I'm not a big fan of comic book movies. I would watch this one again. I just said people love me, they might not. Avengers? I didn't even care enough. I didn't want to watch the second one because I thought it was kind of boring. Yeah. I know that's a weird thing to say, but I'm like a film hipster, maybe.
I went to Age of Ultron not really on my own terms of wanting to go. I just kind of went with some friends, and I was hoping that it would be a fun action romp. However, that movie was not good, and it is one of Marvel's weakest, but Ant-Man has really redeemed my faith in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I can't say enough, but is the cast. They brought such a good cast to this.
It's exactly like Guardians of the Galaxy, going back to that, because that movie would not be as good as it was without the cast. Yeah. Without the chemistry, without the camaraderie between everybody, and the way that they play off each other. But it's not forced play off of each other. Because a problem that I have with Age of Ultron, them constantly playing off of each other, oh, Captain America, you're so funny, oh, Hulk smash, blah, blah, blah. It's not funny. It's forced, it's cringeworthy, I hate it.
I felt that way in the first one, and the first Avengers. I felt like they're trying to, everybody needs their screen time, and they all had their own movie. I mean, give it a rest. But, Michael Douglas
gave
the most nonsensical comic book exposition of this, but because of who it is, it's so believable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
Yeah, they talk about really off-the-wall technology that, of course, if it was in a real movie, you'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? At it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Coming from him, it's so good.
So we should probably talk about the plot a little bit.
It's about a guy.
It's about a guy.
Shrinks.
He shrinks.
And gets bigger.
Yeah.
Saves a day.
Yeah. That's the
drinks,
shit.
Drinks tea.
That is the shittiest plot I've ever heard in my entire life.
That's Ant-Man, dude.
It's a little bit more. So it starts out with Paul Rudd's character, and he is in prison for whistleblowing, and then also Robin Hooding.
Nope.
Oh,
no, don't say robbing.
No, I said Robin Hooding.
Robin Hooding.
Robin.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, burglary.
Burglary.
Doesn't rob. He finds out that the company that he's working at is stealing money from their customers, and so he steals the money back and gives back to the customers, which is pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Not so he's a good guy.
Good guy. And he gets recruited by Michael Douglas's character.
Hank Pym.
Hank Pym. I always forget his name.
Hank Pym.
Hank Pym. He gets recruited by Hank Pym so that they can destroy this technology that sounds pretty crazy New World Order-y. It's these little suits that can...
Can shrink you.
Can shrink you and
like
have...
Super soldier type.
Super soldiers that can shrink and therefore there could be anywhere and yada yada yada. It's scary. And it's Hydra.
Hydra's looking to buy this stuff, so...
So they need to get it off the record. You know, they just need to, boop, just get it gone. So they hire him because of...
His cat burglariness.
His cat burglariness and
I do think a big component, he even says, he's like, I'm expendable. And I really do think that is a big part of why he was chosen. If it failed, ex-con died.
Yep. And so then it follows him as he subsequently becomes the Ant-Man. Yeah.
Da-da-da-da.
And then there's the evil corporation and Yellow Jacket. Yellow Jacket was a pretty good villain, by the way.
Yellow Jacket was a pretty good villain. I wish we would have seen more of Yellow Jacket.
I kind of thought that they were going to hold out for a while on him.
I wish the fight was more.
The nature of it. Of the movie and how the pace was. I figured it was going to be a big shebang at the end.
Can I skip ahead, though, and say that when they're fighting in the suitcase at the end? Or the briefcase?
Yeah.
It's hilarious when... What was he says?
It was the cure, disintegration.
Yeah, I'm going to disintegrate you, and the phone's like, playing the cure, disintegration.
Ah, I loved it.
I thought that was awesome.
Anytime that the cure can play in a movie, I'm happy with.
That really hit me on, like, a nerd level. Mm-hmm. I did like that. I was saying, when they first introduced and they showed the screens of like wartime and it zoomed in on the little Ant-Man, I laughed so hard at that. Like,
those are great.
Is the goofiest looking thing I've seen.
Because the concept of Ant-Man is goofy.
At that point, I was really still worried what direction this movie would take. Mm-hmm. It had a potential for me to just laugh and not a good, right laugh.
Yeah.
And this is ridiculous, Stuart Little laugh.
So skipping back to the plot a little bit more, one of the main reasons why that he, of course, is going along with this plan is because of his daughter, and there's a relationship with his daughter. And I thought that was really good.
It was good.
It wasn't heavy-handed.
And I like how they made her new dad not a bad douche.
Yes.
He was a good guy.
I really loved that, because too many times they have the new dad is a dick and nobody likes him, but he was a cool dude. And
he had his motives. He was a cop. Her dad was an ex-con.
Mm-hmm.
Totally believable, understandable. I sided with both of them, which was great. It was very, very, very rare.
One of the things I really don't have an issue with this movie is that there was no character that felt out of place or just not really good.
No, I really can't think of one.
No?
No.
Not really? Yeah. There's nothing that
they all had a reason for being there. Nobody was thrown in just to be thrown in. Nobody was forgotten. They were all there at the end in some form or another.
Another scene that I liked... More going on the plots and the characters was the scene where he is training in hand-to-hand combat.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was so great. That was great. That was great comic relief. That was also good girl badassery, which we always need in movies.
And it was believable fighting.
Wasn't
I mean,
too
there was a couple
shit.
Where she did like some weird flip thing.
Yeah,
but
you know.
It wasn't like her teaching him the five-finger death punch or anything. It was believable. And Evangeline Lilly sweaty in a tank top fighting. Sign this fella up right here. I'm pointing at myself with the two thumbs like a jackass. Just so you know. Don't give me that look. Don't look at me like that.
Anyway, moving on.
Ah.
You can't talk about her in a sweatshirt. Or sweatshirt.
It's a tank top.
Why does it say sweatshirt?
I don't know.
Tank top.
No, she showed skin. Come on.
You can't talk about her in a I keep saying sweatshirt.
I
can't breathe.
Sweatshirt. I will pretend that when you say sweatshirt, you mean tank top.
Okay. You can't talk about her in a sweatshirt this entire room.
I can.
I'll cut it all.
People probably... No. All right, I won't.
Okay,
back to Avengers.
I had to knock you down to bring you back up.
Okay.
Now we're bringing you back up like Ant-Man.
I'll let you talk about Paul Rudd all you want.
I will talk about Paul Rudd.
His little tight suit.
I have a little bit of a man crush on Paul Rudd.
He's
kind of...
Yeah,
he's awesome. He's so good. One thing, I just thought about something I didn't like.
What?
This is gonna be a sad day. I wish they would have used a lot.
Are you Jimmy from South Park? Or Timmy? Jimmy.
I wish they would have utilized his little disc that he threw a little bit more.
A little bit more.
I like that. Ant-Man doesn't really need gadgets. No. I don't know if he has any other gadgets that I can't necessarily think of.
I've never read the comics, really, so.
But I thought those were cool. I wish that there was going to be a little bit more of that, because
I really think the gadgets were to set up the end.
Yes.
Which I will say, I was worried he would find his wife.
I was like, please don't do this. Kind of,
please don't go down this road.
I figured that with how good it had been going, that they weren't going to pull out that. Yeah, they weren't going to pull that out. So eventually, they do get to the Yellow Jacket suit.
Which looked freaking awesome.
It did look really cool.
It looked
really good. Also how the entire base that it is in, like, it looks like a honey.
It looked, yeah.
Like honeycomb and the weird hexagonal patterns everywhere. And I loved how the suit looked, and I loved the villain.
The villain was awesome.
And I loved Hydra, and
Hydra was like three dudes in suits that never said a line.
The overall
and then the guys fought, and you're like, oh, they got punched. Well,
you just got to do Chris Farley. You remember that one time when you fought Yellow Jacket on the
awesome
on the Thomas the Train? That was awesome.
We've mentioned the Thomas the Train. That's
I loved that fight scene personally.
That was really cheesy, and like I was kind of like, eh, until he fell in front of the train. He's like, no, no, and then it just hit him and fell over because it's still a toy. They won me over with that. That was pretty funny.
I love the fight scene because with a character as Ant-Man where you can shrink down, I wanted a lot of funny scenarios where they were fighting with objects of everyday and seeing them as huge towers and monuments and having to fight around them.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I also really enjoyed going into about, you know, the world as he saw it when he was shrunk. I loved the relationship with Ant-Man and the ants, and how the ants had a personality to them, which I thought was really interesting. Yeah. R.I.P.
Okay, did the heart-tugging, like, slow-motion death of Anthony, did that work as you think they planned? Did you care?
I was a little sad.
Were you?
It was Anthony. He was a little puppy horse, dude.
He
was an ant puppy horse.
If Ant-Man wasn't on Anthony and I put, like, five of them next to him, you wouldn't know which one it is.
I don't know, though. Maybe
he would. He wouldn't.
It would be the one with a little sparkle in his eye as Paul Rudd comes up and gives a little water drop.
No, I'm saying Paul Rudd's not there.
Paul Rudd's not there?
He's, like, taking a shit, and the ants are just waiting outside. You wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't know because he had a harness.
Oh, yeah, it did have a harness.
He did have a harness. Whatever. Yeah, there you go.
The ant dies. It's like slow motion. Like, yeah. No.
I was hoping that he wasn't going to die.
Its wing was ripped off.
I was hoping that he got shot in the wing and they made him a new cybernetic wing and he could be Anthony.
That was pretty funny when he's shooting bullets at ants.
Oh, yeah. They're just laying fire down on a swarm of ants.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I thought all the stuff with the ants was really clever. I did not see any of that happening.
I didn't know that was the thing Ant-Man could do.
I am not entirely sure if that is a thing that Ant-Man can do. Probably is, because there is a bit of an overreliance on
it. If it didn't, I think we all would have already heard the backlash to this movie that's not true to the comics. Because that's a big part of this movie, was he controls and can talk to ants, as well as Hope and Hank Pym. Yeah, Hope Pym.
I loved how the different species of ants had their own personality. I enjoyed the various uses that they had.
They all had a purpose. Ant-Man couldn't have done anything without them. Nothing.
Not really.
And I really thought Ant-Man would have, like, a, you know, jetpack or could fly or this and that. Nope. No.
Regular dude.
Yeah, regular dude.
Regular dude in a suit, which is, that's kind of why I liked him, too.
It's, yeah, pretty basic superhero. He didn't have superpowers.
It's kind of weird because as I get older, I think we talked about this before, that I enjoy the more comic booky and humorous stuff superhero wise than the dark gritty stuff. Like, don't get me wrong, my favorite comic series is like Hellboy. I love Hellboy. I collect all the Hellboy stuff.
And who can't love Batman?
And, you know, well, I don't know.
Which is dark and gritty now.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's more dark and gritty now. Hellboy also is kind of weird me saying that because that's not necessarily dark and gritty. But I love, like, Hellblazer, and I like stuff that is dark and gritty. But a lot of it I don't really enjoy in the theater.
Yeah, because it's just boring.
It's just all kind of samey. I understand this is a little weird, a little bipolar, that I like it on paper, but not in film.
In the same sentence, said I liked and disliked the same thing about Ant-Man.
You did. So I'm backtracking a lot. It's okay.
I can do, you know, that's my prerogative.
It's like with the Dark Knight trilogy, it was good. However, I wish there was a lot more Batman-y stuff going on.
Where's Adam West? That's the Batman I grew up with. I'm freaking old. I just made it sound like I'm 50 years old. I'm not that old.
Back in my
day. But now, if you, that was comic booky as it gets. Mm-hmm. I really feel the Deadpool movie, when it comes out, will be very comic booky. If it's not, they ruined Deadpool.
I hope that it's not like what the Suicide Squad is looking of where it is being extremely
I'm
dark.
Really looking forward to that movie, even though I saw the trailer.
I didn't think the trailer was terrible. We are on a tangent right now. We need to get out of it. Hold on. We can talk about this at the end. Okay. Tangent over.
The Harley Quinn costume looks terrible.
All right. We're going to talk about the last scene.
Okay.
The last fight scene, I mean.
Last fight scene. Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas the Tank Engine. I love that fight scene.
I did like that fight scene.
I thought it was great. I thought that the way that they ended everything was really nice.
I really, for a second, thought they were going to end it with him just getting thrown into the bug zapper.
For
it
a moment.
It would have been a terrible ending.
It would have been terrible.
Hilarious.
Yeah, of just instantly just boom in the bug zap and death.
Ping pong paddle into the bug zap. Yep. Would have been horrible, but they did a good job of like doing the slow music and, mm-hmm. and the slow zoom. Like, holy crap, this is like, for a minute I thought that was the end of the movie.
I did too. Yeah, the last fight was good. I did like how, you know, the family gets over the problems of him being a felon, because now he is Ant-Man.
He is a hero. He is a hero. Saved their daughter's life.
I also loved how they just completely turned the conversation not about him and about his daughter doing cartwheels. That was great. Yeah,
the giant ant that they kept as the dog, which is kind of funny.
Oh, so great. And then the end of the movie is another one of those
What about the little stinger? Because they always do the thing after the credits.
Oh, the after credits scene. Okay. I've never heard. Wow, are you from like 1920? I've never heard anybody call that a stinger.
Mystery Science Theater always calls it stingers. That's where I get it from. Okay. And honestly, I didn't see it coming.
I
thought it would be the full Avengers tie-in. I thought we'd see Downey Jr.
I knew that they were going to talk about the second Wasp because there was a lot of the showing her ability as a comparable.
That's true. They really did set it up.
They set it up really well. And I figured that was going to be what it was. I wasn't sure if it was going to be like, oh, I recovered a prototype suit or something, but I was pretty sure that she was going to become a character, which is perfectly fine. Wasp is a cool character.
Yeah.
It's pretty much, I don't really want to say it's pretty much the female Ant-Man, because that's kind of
that's not true at all.
It's not really true.
I mean,
but,
it's a wasp. You know. Don't insult the insects.
Yeah.
I guess with me, though, they had so many nods to the Avengers. I mean, he fights an Avenger.
There was also the, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure they mentioned Spider-Man.
They did.
Yep.
They did mention Spider-Man, which kind of got me a little excited. Yeah, because they said, have people flying, we have them crawling up walls.
Mm.
I was like, ooh.
Ooh.
Please tell me they're finally... Spider-Man, they did get okay,
Spider-Man,
right?
They did get okayed with it.
But
yeah.
Wolverine, yeah.
No, because Fox still has their grubby little hands on that.
Yeah, and in all fairness, that could be too many big names at once.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Hopefully Avengers doesn't get to the point where it's just too much.
So, Kyle?
So, Lincoln?
How many ants out of 10 would you give this movie?
If
you had 10 ants on this table, and you had to kill the ones that you hated so you could give this a rating, how many would you kill?
I'd kill them all because I don't like ants. But even with what I said about my complaints at the movie, I still think it's a very enjoyable, best comic book movie I've seen in years. I would still give it an 8 out of 10. I really would.
I knew I'd bring you up by the end
of
this.
I really would.
At first, you were like, man, not really know how I feel about this movie. And
I'm not
going to
be the kid that's in front of us that thought it was the greatest thing ever. We can't leave without talking about that kid.
Well, at the end, we're going to
What would you say?
9 out of 10. I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I thought it was great. I thought it was a good throwback comic book movie that was going to make somebody go out and buy an Ant-Man action figure. And that's really what you want.
To me, it's what a comic book movie should be. I just wanted more action. I wanted to see more Ant-Man fight. I wanted to see more Yellowjack. And that's something I usually don't say in comic book movies, so they did a good job. I wanted more fighting. I wanted to see Hope kick some ass.
I really hope that now... Hope. I hope that with, you know, the new Yellow... Or not Yellowjack, the new...
Yellowjack is dead, dude.
Yeah, the
He's
new
not coming
Wasp.
Back.
Wasp.
Yeah.
New Wasp and Ant-Man. If they do a full tie-in with the Avengers and they do get more screen time, I think that it will be good, because the Avengers movies, those are just straight action movies.
Yeah.
And
which is definitely what they're leading into.
So now that we're over talking about it, we can talk about that guy in the theater, because I want to talk about him so bad.
He loved this
movie. Dude was marking out more than I've ever seen anybody mark out.
I was shocked that he didn't stand up and be like, yeah, and cheer and just clap.
He cheered a couple times.
He jumped around in his chair.
He jumped around. He went, yeah. He was like, ah.
He was laughing like a really obnoxious.
He was bonkers. Dude.
He wasn't obnoxious at all.
I'm totally cool with it, though, because he was at least enjoying the movie.
But it's like, this kid has grown, like, he's the only person
this dude is Ant-Man.
Yeah.
This guy.
He's like, or, like, I don't know, like, Paul Rudd's his dad, and he didn't know his dad was in the movie. He's like, oh my god, it's Ant-Man!
Oh my god, he was so into it, and it was great. I loved it.
I honestly say that energy he had made me enjoy it a little bit more.
That is a big reason why I think a lot of these blockbusters... would you call this a summer blockbuster? I think
it's too early to call it a blockbuster.
I don't really
it's
think it's
like
block-
it, I don't know if I would call it a blockbuster, but it is a big summer movie.
Yeah, I think...
I know we throw a blockbuster around, but to me it hasn't busted any blocks yet.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the standings.
This movie's going to make a lot of money, even though it's not going to make Iron Man money.
It's not going to make Iron Man money, and it's not going to make Avengers money, but it's still going to be a profitable movie.
I bet it makes more than Fantastic Four.
I would agree with that statement. Fantastic Four. Oh,
and I'm just preparing because of comic books. Don't yell at me.
This is a perfect opportunity for us to have a little mini thing.
About?
Okay. We're going to have a little mini talk right now, because I've been meaning to talk to you about this.
Okay.
Have you seen all of this stuff about the new X-Men movie?
I didn't know there was a new X-Men movie.
There is a new X-Men movie.
Okay.
It is about Apocalypse.
Okay.
All right. And there's only one thing I want to talk about.
All right.
Do you know the character Psylocke?
No.
It is Olivia Munn.
Okay. Okay.
And the outfit is straight up ripped from the comic books.
Really?
And I love it.
That's pretty cool.
I really, really love it. It looks exactly like the one.
For the rests, maybe.
See, now this is what I was talking about more about comic booky stuff. This gives me hope that maybe we're going to stop completely changing characters.
Yeah, yeah. You know what would be great of an X-Men movie? Getting the full outfits from the animated series.
Oh, it would be so good.
That would be awesome.
And then also, you saw the Suicide Squad trailer.
I have seen the Suicide Squad trailer.
Give me your thoughts about the Suicide Squad.
The trailer's not selling me. I wasn't a fan. I'm still very excited for this movie. I love the Suicide Squad. I love the characters. I'm almost afraid that I'm too excited for it, and I'm going to be thrown face first to the pavement with this movie. I'm looking to see more. Really, it's the costume design, the art design of the trailer kind of threw me off.
There's some questionable things.
I didn't really like the choices in costume. That could change. This was a Comic-Con trailer as it was first released. Mm-hmm. There could be a lot. I'm hoping to see more. I'm still very hopeful.
I was really taken aback by the fact that they straight up lied about the Joker's appearance when they said that he wasn't going to have any of the tattoos and it was just for that. And he has all of the tattoos. Yeah.
So.
And I didn't freak the fuck out like a lot of people did. I thought it was a questionable aesthetic decision.
Oh, for Joker?
Yeah, I get it.
My thing at the end of the day is Jared Leto is freaking amazing.
Jared Leto's a great actor. He's going to do great. Anybody that thinks he's not going to be great in the movie is just delusional and they want to shit on it.
Just
purposely.
Please stop trying to compare him to Heath Ledger. I think the cast is going to do great. I just hope that the art style almost reminded me of Sucker Punch.
It did.
And that really, really worried me.
Yeah, it's very...
Believe it or not, I really wanted to like Sucker Punch. And I did. Obviously, nobody did. But I really wanted to. I'm still excited for it. I still want to see it. Like,
We will see that, of
course. For somebody that's not a comic book fan or movie fan, that I am hyped as shit to see Suicide Squad. Because I love them. So I'll probably be let down.
What about Deadpool? Have you seen the new stills and stuff from Deadpool?
Deadpool could go either way as a movie.
I will say, straight out, I fucking hate Deadpool. I'm sorry.
My prediction for the movie is they're going to go over the top with the humor.
My problem with Deadpool is that I think
it's going to get obnoxious and
the
old
humor's
quick.
Obnoxious. It's old. Ha ha, chimichangas, blah, blah, blah. I don't like it. I just, there's, maybe someday I can learn to appreciate it, but in terms of Deadpool, I'll see the movie. I'll see the movie, if it sways me.
My concern for the movie is it's going to be too much of that, and I'm not going to care.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic Four, we have coming
Fantastic
up very
Four,
soon.
We do have coming up very soon. That one I'm tentative.
It'll be better than the other one, I think. I think why you feel this way, Lincoln, is because of the first two movies.
Well, I love the Fantastic Four. The Fantastic Four was one of my...
It was my favorite one growing up.
Yeah.
When I was growing up,
I was huge in Fantastic Four, and the way that they mishandled it so badly... Well, they didn't... Okay.
No, they did.
They mishandled it, however, you have to agree with me.
It was poorly
Thing
made.
Was fucking great in the movie.
Thing was great. Everything else was not.
Everything else was not. And this one is looking a little bit better, but I just... the newest trailer...
Yeah, I... I still have high hopes for it.
Oh, and now we can't end the segment without talking about the new Batman vs. Superman trailer.
Yeah. That's another movie that is looking better than I think it has a right to.
Batman actually finally uses his tools in it. I don't know if you saw in the trailer. Yes. He's ziplining away and doing all... So I'm hoping that that one's going to be a little more comic booky.
I think it has to be for people to care about Batman versus Superman. I think it's going to be good.
Man of Steel was a little bit of a snooze fest.
I
don't hate the movie. I don't hate it.
I don't know why it's so hard to make a Superman movie.
I don't get it.
Christopher Reeve did it just fine. They made it likable and kind
of
cartoony.
Well, it's just kind of... I think it's hard with now...
Spider-Man? I wish they would lighten up on those and stop taking them so seriously.
The audience that they're trying to get is not the Marvel audience, which I think is the wrong move.
Yeah, I think they should try to get the Marvel audience.
There's nothing wrong with taking from the formula that has been good. I think that this one, although it is a little grim, it's looking a lot more superhero-y and fun.
I hope so.
We will see.
That's all I want from a superhero movie, is for it to be fun. And this is the first... Ant-Man was the first one where I felt... I didn't feel bored. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like, oh, they're fighting again. Oh, now they're fighting each other? What? Oh, they're fighting... Like, I think a lot of them were just fighting to fight.
I think I just need to talk to world leaders, because I just completely... I brought you up so high on this pedestal that now you can just understand how great Ant-Man was.
I'm not saying it was great. I'm saying it was better than other ones I've watched. And I know I'll probably get flack for my thoughts on Avengers.
Nah,
and, I'm not saying they're bad movies.
I'll say they're bad movies. I don't care. Age of Ultron was not really a
good
movie.
I haven't seen that one. But, like, Avengers. Just trust me. I won't say Avengers is bad, but it wasn't... I wasn't the audience for that movie.
Yeah.
I'm not the audience for comic book movies, but Ant-Man straddled that line and really got me in, and I liked it. And I hope more take from that and do that.
Yep.
Because I think they could really broaden their audience.
I think Marvel still... it's kind of debatable. I still think that they're coming out with a little too many movies, but
a little bit too many. Well,
that's
Netflix isn't
there's
helping
not really
with the...
that many movies coming out, I understand, but it's just...
Ant-Man was a stretch.
Ant-Man was a stretch.
But it paid off, and that could be bad.
I think...
It could stretch with a lot more minor characters.
I think
they're making Black Panther.
I think they're doing Black Panther, and I think if they do Moon Knight, that would be fucking awesome. Moon Knight's the only Jewish superhero. Oh. Well, maybe not the only Jewish superhero. That's really not why he's cool. He's like Marvel Batman with a cool stick. He's cool. Just trust me. He's cool.
Okay. I'd take your word for it.
I also wish... I still haven't seen it yet. I'm sorry, world. I haven't watched Daredevil yet. I'm fucking... The one superhero that I love, like, that I fucking love in terms of, like, superhero is Daredevil, and I've gotten shit my entire life for loving Daredevil, and now this shit comes out and it's supposed to be great. Still haven't watched it yet.
I have not either.
So every single one of you listening to this has ever made fun of anybody that liked Daredevil, suck my balls. I had to deal with that shit for fucking 7 years, and then everybody likes him.
It is funny that everybody likes him.
I love
that turnaround. It's gonna be funny that people are gonna be buying Ant-Man toys.
Exactly.
And kids are gonna be Ant-Man for Halloween now.
Yep.
And that's hilarious to me, because it's Ant-Man.
That's why that I hope that this quality continues with Marvel.
I hope DC sees it and picks it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because DC, I'm more of a DC fan. I think they have great characters, like all around characters.
I used to be more DC, but now I think
I love Marvel, yeah. But I grew up with Superman and Batman, yeah. And I grew up with DC, so.
And I really hope that they handle Spider-Man well.
Spider-Man could be so good if they made it fun.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a fun Spider-Man. That's all I want.
I love it.
All I want is an Ant-Man-style Spider-Man movie would be glorious.
We can hope.
Like, I really hope so. I've hoped for a long time and they haven't given it to me, so.
So, I think we should probably wrap this up. This has been pretty long.
Yeah.
But this is a fun movie to talk about.
It's really fun. Yeah. Definitely go watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're like me and you're like, comic movies, watch it. You'll enjoy
yep.
it. It's really good.
And
you can see the Star Wars trailer.
You can see the news. So, well, go. You can see that previously,
yeah,
but it's great. It's still a great
selling point.
It's a great trailer.
Yeah, we won't get into that because that'll be another 30 minutes. But
yeah. So, yeah. I would like to end with this talking about our next thing that we're doing.
Yep.
We officially have a title, which I would like to unveil today.
Okay. I want to see what you
said. All right.
We talked about it. But
it's
going to
be called We Just Marked.
Yeah, We Just Marked.
It's about professional wrestling, so if you don't like professional wrestling...
Listen anyway, because then you can make fun of us in the comments.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. But it's Battleground, I believe.
WWE Battleground.
Battleground, we're going to watch that.
I will say we will stick to WWE pay-per-views.
Yeah, we're not going to do NXT. We're not going to do New Japan Pro Wrestling as much as I would like to.
Ring of Honor,
No, we're just going to stick to WWE and talk about that.
We don't want to overwhelm it.
No. So, if you are interested in that at all, you know, that'll be coming out as well.
So, yeah, it'll be basically a bonus episode this week, and then we'll go to do the theater again next week.
Yeah, we're either going to see Pixels or, what's the other movie? Paper Towns?
Either Pixels or Paper Towns. Yeah. We know our town will get those, and they'll be pretty big, so.
Yeah, we haven't decided yet, so if you have any recommendations, let me know.
Yeah, if you have a preference which one you want to hear.
Because we're kind of split on it. Not sure which one I want
to
hear.
It might really fall down to which one fits our time better.
Yeah.
So, okay. If you prefer Pixels over the other, let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll do it. I don't care. We'll do both if you want us to do both.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to that as well.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
So, Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, yay!
Boobies.